Derby home weekday afternoons. Interviews and news. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
Well, this is 98.9 FM, the best country. Dan here with you on the drive show, and it's lovely to have your company. Beautiful day in Brisbane, nice and warm. And we welcome to the studio Matt Henry. Matt, good to see you, mate.
Mate, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from Bangalore?
Bangalore, yeah, northern New South Wales. So I live down there, and I'm a singer-songwriter in the sort of country, country sort of field. But I guess I consider myself more country than anything. people say alt country.
Alt country, yeah, but that's a, yeah, I guess it's another way of saying a country artist. Alt country, and I suppose that's, you know, it's encompassing a few more and a lot larger, as you say, singer-songwriter, folk sort of blues, old country sort of has that reach a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess there's a bit of a swing towards old school sort of country in that very traditional sense. So I'm probably more from that school. So, I live down there, and I get up here and play gigs occasionally, which is great. Brisbane crowds.
I wouldn't be leaving Bangalore if I was we're trying to just lob up to the bar there and sing a few tunes.
Well, it's a good little spot. I've got an eight-month-old baby, so
congratulations.
Getting out of the house isn't always a bad thing at times, because he can scream a bit.
Yeah, right on.
He's got some
pipes on him too, Dad.
Yeah? He's got some pipes, so... I've got an album coming out in January, so it's my first album, and I'm a bit of a late starter to music. I'm going to be 41 when it comes out, so that's an old debut album, old bloke for an eight debut album.
Were you late to pick up a guitar and start singing, or were you always sort of doing it as a hobby?
No, so I did it when I was 15, so between 15 and 18 I was learning guitar and writing songs, and then I gave it away for about 14 years. Didn't really pick up the guitar
at all. Lost the love, lost the passion?
Yeah, no, probably just wasn't a priority. Got sucked into the real world, real job, all that stuff. And then came back to it when I was about 33, 34, and then started writing. And then I thought, I wouldn't mind trying to do something with this. And I put out an EP about 3 years ago, and that was good fun. And had a really good time making it. So I thought, well, it would be great to do a whole album. And that started about December last year. Started recording, and in patches I've recorded on and off. And so it's all finished. Actually got the last mix back last night, so it's all about to go to press.
Scary, scary time, exciting, all of those things?
All of those things, it's totally scary though. I mean, the reason I haven't done it until I'm this old is because I've just been so scared to do it. So,
and it's, it costs a bit of coin as well, doesn't it?
Oh, totally, and it does. And you've got to be in it for love. And I consider it more of a disease now. I've got this disease that's... It's only going to be cured by dying, but the disease is I'm going to have to make an album every 3 years, and it's going to cost a lot of money, and I'm probably not going to see a lot back. but you know, hopefully you can make something that's all right.
Well, if you like it, folks, get a copy, and we'll keep tabs on you, mate. We'd love to follow you along. You're going to play a song for us right now. We'll come back and chat a bit more, and maybe take us out with another one. But cool. If you're just tuning in, Matt Henry is with us live on the Drive Show. Take it away, brother.
Thanks, mate. Did you cry yourself to sleep? 'Cause I did. Did you learn to dance alone? Did you give yourself some time to breathe again? Some time in which to grow? 'Cause 10 years was such a long time. Just never speak again. To lose half of your reasons. To lose half of your friends. Thank you. Did you make it to the stage you longed for? I often hoped you did. I heard you found somebody new somewhere. I heard you had a kid. Well, our goodbye never happened. I don't think we quite knew how. No thank you and no sorry. Just half an empty house. If we only knew, making up meant making do, we might have just let go. If we'd only known, being together meant being alone, we might have just let go. Cry yourself to sleep. Did you learn to dance alone? Did you give yourself some time to breathe again? Some time in which to grow. You know time has made things better. And our love I've come to view is two kids who came together and helped each other through the best that they could do.
Righty, that is Matt Henry live with us here on The Drive Show. I'm Dan Rennie. And you are listening to 98.9 FM. Really great to have you in the studio today, mate.
Thanks so much for having me.
Really like your sound. It's nice and chilled, I suppose. I suppose Bangalore's got a bit to do with that, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, it's I guess it does. And that's probably one of the more least country songs off the album. But that's my first single off this new album. And it's probably a bit more country than that. There's a few more upbeat tracks on there.
So, right on.
But I'm playing a gig tonight at the Milk Factory.
Yeah, a couple of Brisbane's finest.
Yeah, absolutely. Paddy McHugh and
Keep him out too late. He's got to do a radio show tomorrow morning. So,
oh, yeah.
He's got a gig on the radio here tomorrow.
He's a guy who actually I've met quite a few times, but I've never actually seen him play, and right. I don't think he's seen me play. So we're sharing the stage together, which should be great tonight. And Megan, I've known for quite some time. So
she's lovely.
Yeah, she's fantastic, very talented. Both very talented. I've seen Paddy on YouTube and stuff like that. No, I'm really pumped.
Have you seen his clip for Dan O'Halloran?
No.
Oh, check that out. There's a really good actor in that. He plays one of the bikies.
Oh, is that right? Oh, is that right?
One of the best actors we've ever seen.
Is that going to be, could be in a nomination?
It could be. He got right into the character for that, I believe. And it was,
is that right? Was it, you feeling typecast put in as a bike?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just trying to figure out what we can do for the next clip, but I don't know. Maybe I'm typecast. A bit of fun that. But Megan Cooper, Paddy McHugh, Matt Henry tonight at the Milk Factory, which is a great little venue just around the corner here in South Brizzy. Good little room, and I hear they've got some pretty good tucker too, so looking forward to that. But mate, your guitar, has it got a story? It's a beautiful, beautiful instrument.
The story is that there used to be a guitar shop in Sydney where they would trade you in. So whatever you paid for your guitar that you bought there, you could go and they'd take the guitar off you and give you the value of what you'd bought it for.
Your old guitar.
Off your new purchase. So I traded my way up to this one, and it took me a while, but I was just, having a look at it as I unpacked it as I was about to play, and there's another crack in it. Yeah, another couple of cracks. It's in need of a service, in need of a bit of love. But yeah, no, look, I mean, I guess every time you write a song on a guitar, it just, you have a fonder feeling for the guitar.
Sure.
And
Taylor's a fine instruments.
Yeah, they're beautiful instruments, and it's actually been a really good guitar. They've got a great pickup, and it's a really clear tone. So sometimes, actually, when I went to record, it was too clear. I don't think I recorded one song with it.
Yeah, because, right. But a good live guitar.
Great live guitar, but I recorded with Shane Nicholson down in on the Central Coast, and
what was that like?
Well, that was fantastic. It was an amazing experience. But he had just army of guitars down there, and he kept saying every time I picked mine up, he said, "No, it just sounds too clean." So he had some dinged up, dirty old ones that worked nicely. So, but great experience, a ripping bloke.
What did Shano bring to the table in terms of production? I mean, you would probably have the songs bare bones, but pretty much complete. Did he did he fill them out a bit?
And it really took shape. And he just plays everything. So that was the first thing.
He's one of those freaks.
He plays absolutely everything, and he had some really just clear ideas about where he thought the song should go, which was really good for me because I probably needed a bit more guidance given I haven't done a heap of this. So great guy, and I just sort of lived with him for a couple of weeks while we did it, which was good fun, and really great experience, one of the best experiences of my life, really.
All right, when's the album going to hit, and how can we get a hold of it?
20th of January. And it'll just be available on all iTunes, Spotify, all those places. Hopefully a few radio stations play it and people can hear it.
Yeah, get us a copy, man.
The single's out now, so that's the song that I just played. It'll be around the place. People can pick one up.
Beautiful, mate. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in. You're going to take us out with another tune, but get down there tonight. The Milk Factory, a couple of Brizzy's best, Megan Cooper, Patty McHugh, and Matt Henry. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Try to catch my dreams by their tails as they leave every night. They slip and they squeeze through my hands like a breeze. That's alright. 'Cause there's things in this old world that's never meant for catching. Your heart is one of those. I got a little plan I'm hatching. Maybe I could be around someday. Make your tea the way you like it made. And I'll do my living knowing everything's okay. If you're a dream that I can catch someday. And rolling in my sleep, not a wink, not a peep, every night. There's visions that I see of you smiling gracefully in the light. And there's things in this old world that'll dazzle in your vision. Your smile is one of those. I ain't sure, but hell, I'm wishing. Maybe I could be around someday. See you smile at something that I say. And I'll do my living knowing everything's okay. If you're a dream that I can catch someday. 'Cause I got no head for things that ain't what they're supposed to be. Am I dreaming I'm a bird or a bird that dreams it's me? So I set a trap and in my heart I hung a bell of seeds. When I woke up the seeds were gone. And you were there singing a song so sweet, babe. Thank you.
could be around someday and touch your face the moment that you wake. And I'll do my living with a smile upon my face. If you're a dream that I, you're a dream that I, you're a dream that I could catch someday, catch someday.
Weekday afternoons, interviews and news, sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.